This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong and I'm being joined virtually by
Frida Liu.
Excellent. Well, today we are talking about how to recession-proof your business. And if you would like to get in touch with us about this topic, we are, of course, on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and on Twitter at BFM Radio. Now, the past few years have been undoubtedly tough for many businesses due to the pandemic. With economies gradually reopening and as the world slowly transitions towards endemicity, a new danger looms on the horizon, the threat of a looming recession. So we're taking a look at how companies can build resilience in these trying times, with a special look at the startup space. So as the world comes to terms with the economic and societal challenges due to the pandemic, one thing that has stayed constant is the rise of inflation and recession that has hit many parts of the world. Rising prices as well as the disrupted supply chains have all brought about a perfect storm that have brought about a high-pressure economic environment. Customers and business owners are doing their best to save on costs as things grow more expensive. And many economists agree that this high inflation could be long-term and play a role in the oncoming recession. And in fact, they predict hard times ahead, especially for small business owners and entrepreneurs. Dr. David Phelps, author of Inflation, the Silent Retirement Killer, has described the inflationary environment as playing a childhood favorite game and someone comes in saying the rules have changed.
The silent retirement killer. So we wanted to share a few steps companies can take to outlast and thrive despite the inflation and recession, one of which is raising prices the right way. So raising prices in modest increments and only on products that have impacted margins. To use creative communications to sell and to help customers understand the value you bring to justify this increment. For example, running a last chance promotion to encourage and enable customers to buy from you at current prices while explaining you'll be increasing prices due to inflation. Kelly ice cream. I fell for that line. Analyzing markets for opportunities. So keep a lookout for opportunities when times are both good or bad. People tend to spend more on what they want when the economy is going well. On the flip side, spending will be primarily focused on needs during a recession.
Like Kelly ice cream?
Yes. These are necessities. To review trends in past customer sales data to see what your business sold during past recessions. To perhaps build value around those products by enhancing offerings or upgrades. Refining business operations. Going back to the basics to identify core services or products. To focus on the ones that provide the best ROI. So time is money. And some way this can be leveraged is to upskill staff members to help train them to serve the company better.
Yeah, and of course, cash is king, right? So it's important to monitor your cash flow and your capital sources. Having a constant awareness of cash flow and capital sources available at any given time. And many who used to forecast monthly or quarterly are now doing it in shorter intervals, right? Shorter intervals. Woof, yeah. What a tongue twister. Such as weekly or even daily forecasts. And this is done to help to make faster decisions based on hard data. And as we've seen, during the pandemic, a lot of people had to really cut their reaction time short to adapt quickly. You also need to constantly rate yourselves against competition and make sure that you are retaining a clear advantage or unique selling point, right? And fact of the matter is startups have been particularly affected and will be particularly affected by this oncoming recession as they might struggle to get funding and growth opportunities due to the shrinking market and limited finances. But on the flip side of things, recession could also bring about opportunities that would have otherwise not presented themselves, right? I mean, some of the biggest companies were founded during recessions. Airbnb, Uber, Instagram, WhatsApp all came about during the recession of 2008.
Huh.
Yeah. So bigger companies or struggling companies might be laying off staff, which will allow startups to access quality talents, many of whom have the experience and expertise to help their startup grow. And being adaptable during tough periods also helps startups understand their market better and prepare better for the future.
Right. So in the startup or scale-up space, we have, accelerator programs like Scale Up Malaysia, helping new entrepreneurs with the support they need to grow in today's market. A little background about Scale Up Malaysia. It's an accelerator that exclusively focuses on companies in the growing stage. So Scale Up Malaysia will be investing $100,000. So based on our low ringgit, it's $445,000 into each of the 10 startups on its wing. So this amount is one of the largest from an accelerator program in Southeast Asia. And they actually look at companies companies beyond Malaysia, right? Mm-hmm. So the investment amount will be dispersed before commencement of the program instead of at the end of the program.
Wow.
So startups in Malaysia, Southeast Asia, and globally can apply for the program as long as they're already generating revenue. So you've got to show that you're already making money.
Mm-hmm.
Applications are officially open until 31st August, so you've got a month and a bit. Applicants must also show a good product value proposition, a sizable market, and a convincing go-to marketing plan. This program, which will start in the fourth quarter of this year, will include a one-month-long investor readiness bootcamp, along with networking opportunities across capital networks. 2 years of support from external management team is also included as part of the program. Acceptance status will be known within 5 weeks from date of submission. Scale-Up Malaysia managing partner Andre Sakera has added, the objective of this initiative was to help startup founders find their footing in these challenging times, I think more so.
Mm.
He says, Scale-Up Malaysia recognizes the precarious time founders are facing with such uncertainty with the economic situation all around the world. And so processes have been streamlined to ensure selected startups get the funding they need to operate and scale effectively.
You know, Frida, it's really beginning to feel like we can't catch a break a little bit, you know, like the pandemic obviously hit really hard economically. And now, you know, as we're recovering from the pandemic, there's still economic obstacles to be hurdled, right?
Right. And, you know, so the thing is, right, we're even us doing these stories, right, we feel like we can't get a breath just listening to what's happening and all that. And I suppose, you know, that's where there is assistance, there is help. And then, you know, like what you just said, right, WhatsApp, Uber, all these things started during the recession. I think people start thinking differently when times are tough, right? So that's the bright spark.
Yeah. Nice. And definitely, you know, I think that trying to look at this incoming recession as an opportunity, and also knowing, you know, that there are resources out there that could actually help you grow in that time period is really important, hence why we're highlighting Scale Up today. You know, and I also think that we've seen so many businesses take crisis as opportunity as well, and this is a fantastic example of like a structure and a program that can allow you to do that, even with this sort of looming ominous threat, right?
There's going to be another one next year. Don't you worry.
Fantastic.
You know, and the thing is, I you know, like we've interviewed a lot of these scale-ups that have come to the program and you've seen them grown, right? Mm. And I think it's also good when they go on this accelerator program to get their fundamentals right.
Yeah.
So that they can grow further, right? It's not, I know money is great. I mean, we always talk about funding. Yes, that definitely helps. But also looking at their business fundamentals, what needs to change, what needs to be altered, what needs to be removed. I think that's the benefit of the program.
Yeah, I mean, essentially you're upskilling at an organizational level, right? Like that's what these programs do, is give you, you know, the knowledge and the expertise of people who have come before, right? So that you hopefully don't make the same mistakes and you have a better foundation, you know, as a whole, and then you can adapt from there, right? So in line with all of this, after the break, we'll be speaking to Celia Tong, Managing Partner for Investors Relations and Partnership for Scale Up Malaysia, about this program and a few thoughts on, you know, how recessions can actually provide business opportunities as well. So do stay tuned. For now, here is Memphis Train by Buddy Miles here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Beating fickle mindsets. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're tuned in to Enterprise Biz Bytes with me, Christine Wong, and
Frida Liu.
And today we are talking about how to recession-proof your business. And we are talking to Scale Up Malaysia today because essentially one of the ways to recession-proof your business is to essentially upskill your organization through programs like what Scale Up Malaysia does. If you would like to get in touch with us about this topic, of course, we are on Twitter and WhatsApp as well. We're on Twitter at BFM Radio and we are on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. But we do have Celia Tong, Managing Partner for Investors Relations and Partnerships of Scale Up Malaysia on the line with us just to sort of pick your brain. So Celia, thanks for staying on the line with us. You've had a lot of experience dealing with scale-ups, right? Is there a common denominator or denominators in challenges when it comes to cranking up your business for the next stage?
A common challenge we see when it comes to businesses scaling is actually the team's mindset. We've come across founders and companies with great business ideas, but what stops them from really scaling is the ability to think bigger and to think about their business on a global level. Most companies, especially Malaysian ones, always try to think about getting a dominant position or a large chunk of the local market before they start thinking about expanding and scaling their businesses. But what they should be doing is building their businesses to be able to generate revenue from markets outside of their own, building businesses to be able to serve the global customer. Then the challenge would just be to roll it out in the different markets. Another common challenge we see is being too opportunistic. Most entrepreneurs will chase revenue wherever there is an opportunity to. What often helps is for the founders to take a step back and think more strategically about how to get the most revenue with the least effort and be more efficient and effective with their resources. That's another challenge we see when it comes to cranking up businesses. If you're too opportunistic, you get caught up with the day-to-day and firefighting, when sometimes you need to take a step back and change one or two things to really crank up the numbers instead.
All right. So going global at the get-go, and don't be too opportunistic, right? And so sometimes you lose miss the forest with the trees.
Yes.
Zelia, what is the process of applying for the accelerator program?
Head to our website, www.scaleup.my, and click on Apply Now for Cohort 2022. The process is to fill up the application form and click Submit. Our team will be going through all the applications we receive on a rolling basis, which means the sooner you apply, the sooner we will review your application. If you fulfill all the qualifying criteria, someone from the Scale Up team will be in touch to find out more about your company. A member of our team will reach out to you to explain the process within 7 days. And once we have a few meetings with you, we may give you an investment offer. Our aim is to have the whole process take no longer than 5 weeks. Our Cohort 2022 Accelerator Program will start in Q4 of this year, and we're looking for 10 exceptional companies to be part of this cohort.
Interesting. We touched on it just a wee bit earlier before the break, but what will companies go through in the program?
It is a very structured and intensive program which will take companies through several modules, including financial modeling and valuation methodologies, product development, strategic thinking, and how to perfect your pitch, just to name a few. They will also go through a one-month investor readiness program, which helps companies to prepare for their fundraising journey. There will be one-on-one sessions with mentors and coaches, networking opportunities with other companies from previous cohorts, and sharing sessions from global leaders in the startup ecosystem. What most of our companies have told us they really see value from is the external management team support, which every company in our portfolio will receive. So, for example, if they need help with financials, they can tap into our CFO expertise. If they need help with their product roadmap or product development, they can speak to our product expert or in-house CTO.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's so good to have external help, right?
Yeah.
Zelia, how much has been previously invested and how much is planned for the next cohort?
For our earlier cohorts, we have invested up to 250,000 ringgit in each company. For this next cohort, we have upped the game and will be investing $100,000. So if you take current exchange rates, that would be about 440,000 ringgit, a significant increase from our last three cohorts. This is because we really believe in this model and realize that companies at the cusp of scaling up really just need a little bit more firepower to help them get to the next stage of their business.
Yeah, excellent. So going back a little bit to the idea of the recession, right? In your experience, Celia, what are the opportunities in a recession? Of course, there's that like old Chinese adage of like crisis and danger can equate to hidden opportunities for some. Are there particular industries or sectors perhaps that might benefit from this, in your opinion?
There will always be opportunities in a crisis. In fact, I would say that crises usually create an environment that forces everyone to be more innovative in finding solutions. When everyone is comfortable and plodding along, change and innovation is always the last thing on their minds. But when you're in a crisis and forced to fix things and solve problems, it's only natural human behavior to try to find solutions which will have the biggest impact in the least amount of time. Look at how many things changed because of COVID-19 and the lockdowns. People were forced to use their mobiles and technology to get things done. Even businesses which were comfortable with doing business the manual way or keeping track of progress with paper and Excel sheets were suddenly forced to digitize and keep stakeholders updated via mobile platforms. So yes, I do believe there are always opportunities in recession and crisis. There are, of course, the obvious sectors. Access to growth capital will definitely see some innovative solutions, what with interest rate hikes everywhere. I think there will be a lot of opportunity to come up with businesses which help with food security and which solve supply chain issues which are currently being faced. But overall, I think there will be ideas and companies being founded to make people's lives easier and better in these times.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so always think about making lives easier, solving a problem, right? Mm. Now, I also understand that Scale Malaysia has supported women-owned businesses up to 40%. Now, is this by default or design? And do women look at their businesses differently, perhaps? Mm.
We are very strong supporters of women-owned businesses and women founders. We didn't start Scale Up Malaysia thinking we wanted to specifically look at women-owned businesses. But it really is because the Scale Up team is such a diverse one. All six partners come from very different backgrounds and experiences. So we look at things from very different angles and perspectives. We also have an equal male-female ratio, which again means we have a very balanced view when we assess the startups that apply for our program. In general, though, we look for passionate founders who demonstrate execution capabilities and who run businesses that have huge potential for scale. Coming from a finance background, I will look at the revenue drivers and the metrics to see if the business is scalable, whereas someone like Andre, who is our in-house CTO and product expert, will look at it more from a technology and product perspective. I think it is the diversity in our team and the way we each identify potential which has resulted in the strong number of female founders in our portfolio.
Fantastic. Always good to hear. So I guess, Celia, where can people get more information about applications and the closing date as well?
We are open for applications now and we'll close this by 31st of August. You can get more information about Scale Up Malaysia and our accelerator program from our website, www.scaleup.my.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much. That was Celia Tong, Managing Partner of Investors Relations and Partnership of Scale Up Malaysia. And definitely, if people are interested, do check out the program, I suppose.
Right. And I think also just apply. And even if you don't get it, it's probably an indication of, you know, something that needs to be improved fundamentally. Mm. And so I find these sort of things sometimes it's just a gauge for your own business as well. And of course, if you get in, you know, you're in the running to get $100,000, which
absolutely
is good money.
And it's fantastic practice as well for pitching, right? I mean, the fact that you have to have your product value proposition, you have to have your go-to marketing plan all in order, right, to even apply. I mean, that's fantastic a rehearsal, right, for pitching to investors and stuff like that in the future. So why not, you know, might as well go for it. And it's a fantastic way to kind of go move towards recession-proofing your business as well. So that is about it for today's Enterprise Biz Bites. Of course, if you've missed any of today's chat, we are on, we'll be having our podcast uploaded and you can find that on the app. That's on the Apple App Store and Google Play and also our website, bfm.my. But do not go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin, Unique Fire Holdings Berhad is involved with the assembly, distribution and manufacturing of active fire protection systems, equipment and accessories for the built environment. The group is slated for a listing on the ACE market on the 5th of August and aims to raise around 21 million ringgit from the IPO. Ryan Liu, Executive Director of Unique Fire Holdings Berhad, shared with The Breakfast Grill the business operations of the company and how the group plans to utilize the funds raised. That is all coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin. But on behalf of myself and Frida Liu, that is about it for today's Enterprise Biz Bites. And we shall leave you with When You Were Young by The Killers, followed by Buddy Holly by Weezer here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.